so 85% of the dollars go to nutrition programming, SNAP. I think we took an important step during the debt ceiling conversation, which was to sort of reaffirm that we want SNAP to be a supportive benefit, right? We want folks to get access to quality nutrition while also bettering themselves and getting back into the workforce, et cetera, and doing it in a way that's compassionate to those who are most vulnerable. I grew up on food stamps. It was of benefit to my mother to get herself back on her feet, and were it not for food stamps and supportive lunch at school, we would have been absent that benefit. It was really necessary and helpful to my mom to get back to a level of independence. For the last 12 years prior to coming to Congress, I was a county executive in New York, and what that means is I had to administer the social services for 300,000 county residents. I have seen what states like New York and Illinois and California have done with food stamps. They've become very good at processing checks, but not so good at supporting people. And they've created, using federal dollars, they take federal taxpayer money, it's not the government money, government's money, it's the taxpayer's money, and they use it to support their government infrastructure, their bureaucracy. And they've created a system, SNAP, social services, et cetera, that dehumanizes people. When these programs, like SNAP, are meant to help people get to a level of independence, both food independence and security and economic independence and security, I'm focused on making sure that the dollars we dedicate to SNAP are effectively used, that we're changing the method from processing checks to truly helping people. And I think that that's an important next step, sort of refocusing the mission statement of SNAP as a benefit, which isn't to at all undermine its purpose. We have to help the most vulnerable. But we need to do it in a way that helps people achieve the independence they seek for themselves. And that's what we're focused on.